I'm going to talk about Kimi Iwata. The reason why I'm telling about this person is to tell about the woman and thank her for her job. We live in the world where it is natural that men and women are equal now. But there were a lot of difficulties to be in the world where women were not treated equally with men. First is about her biology. She was born in Kagawa in 1947. She graduated from Tokyo University. She worked as one of the members of Department of Labor in 1971. It was natural to quit a job after marriage at the time, but she kept working after her marriage. Second is about her achievement. Did you know she was engaged in making the Equal Employment Opportunity Law? Before this law, 70% of companies hired only men. She thought it was unnatural, so she did her best. Now, a lot of women play an active part all over the world. Third is about her challenges. She became vice president of Shiseido at Nihon Koku. In addition, she is vice president of UN Women in Japan. I admire her because she always tried to do her best for women. She said, if more women play an active part in companies, many companies will revitalize economically. I hope many women will play an active part and the world will be made, which effective ideas from men and women are gathered. If I could talk to her, I'd like to ask about sexual violence. Women are weaker than men physically, so there is a lot of sexual violence. Women who suffered terrible violence can't forget the experience forever. I heard the news that the woman can't help remembering the scene she suffered when she is with a man. Sexual violence is a problem which relates to future. The woman may not be able to believe men and marry. I'll ask what is her idea to solve this problem. Women will take a lot of part in our society, but some women are still treated unequally. I'd like to be like Kimi Iwata and change the world, which men and women cooperate with each other.